From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Bob Nelson. Children under 12 could be shielded from prosecution under a bill moving through the Utah State Legislature. Kids accused of violent crimes like murder and aggravated kidnapping, however, could still be prosecuted. KUER's Sonia Hudson reports.
Instead of being jailed for more minor crimes, kids under 12 would be assigned a treatment plan. That could include things like paying restitution, doing community service, and undergoing substance abuse treatment. The bill's sponsor, Republican Representative Craig Hall, says it will save the state money and make communities safer.
These youths are different than adults, so our systems should be different if we are focused on targeted interventions that work to reduce recidivism.
During a hearing on Friday, lawmakers in the House Judiciary Committee decided to hold the bill, planning to take it up again this week. Republican Representative Eric Hutchings says he wants to make sure a child gets a customized treatment plan and follow-up.
I'm not comfortable giving 2 months of treatment and then, well, we treated, so send the kid home, not feeling any assurance that we've actually solved it.
Hall says the state jails dozens of kids under 12 each year. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
Lawmakers are considering a bill that would expand the definition of sex offender. The bill passed unanimously in a House committee meeting Friday. It would amend the definition of sex offender to include people convicted of sex trafficking. Republican Representative Kelly Miles is on the House Law Enforcement and Criminal Justice Committee.
These updates and changes are very appropriate with what we're trying to accomplish as a state and making sure that those that are participating in this are punished accordingly.
The bill would also mandate human trafficking training for law enforcement, which would accompany the sexual assault training that officers already receive. It will now head to the House floor for a second reading. The Salt Lake County District Attorney has found 15 law enforcement officers were justified in firing nearly 200 shots at a man following a pursuit prompted by several robberies and random gunfire. Harold Vincent Robinson died in April 2019 when he was shot after his pickup crashed into a business on State Street. District Attorney Sim Gill found that 10 Salt Lake police officers, 3 Utah Highway Patrol troopers, and 2 other officers were legally justified in their use of deadly force. Robinson fired about 50 shots during an incident that began with the robbery of 2 convenience stores and included firing shots at buildings and police cars throughout the city. The Bureau of Land Management has announced plans to fund 11,000 miles of strategic fuel breaks throughout the West, including in Utah, in an effort to help control wildfires. The Oregonian reported Saturday that wildfires are becoming bigger and more frequent across the Great Basin states. Between 2009 and 2018, more than 3.5 million acres of BLM land burned in the project area. Some scientists debate the effectiveness of fuel breaks, raising questions about whether these efforts are worth funding. And Colorado is considering a new bill that would require private health insurance companies in the state to cover in vitro fertilization, or IVF, for patients struggling with infertility. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Ali Budner reports, it would become the most comprehensive coverage for infertility in our region.
Currently, the state of Colorado only requires insurance companies to cover certain fertility treatments, like diagnostic lab tests and artificial insemination. The Colorado Building Families Act would expand that to require coverage of IVF, which has a higher success rate. Democratic Representative Carrie Tipper is sponsoring the bill. She's personally struggled with infertility. Here she is testifying in the House Health and Insurance Committee.
I can tell you that the room in my house that was supposed to be the baby's room, which is the office that I work out of, is a reminder every day that what we want is not something that we have. I cannot imagine that on top of that, the barrier would just be cost.
But the trade group Colorado Association of Health Plans says the bill would likely raise the cost of insurance premiums for many Coloradans. According to the CDC, about 1 in 8 couples struggle with infertility. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ali Budner.
You're listening to KUER News. I'm Bob Nelson.